Counseling question number 3. What are some of the important needs in the first session? My response. Throughout all counseling sessions, particularly the first session, the counselor should be regularly in prayer. Quote, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." End quote. James 1, verse 5. Since the counselor does not yet know the circumstances and desperately wants to get to the root issue, he or she needs to ask the all-knowing one for help understanding and discerning the counselee's spiritual and practical needs. The counselor must investigate. Consider all that Proverbs has to say on this. Quote, "He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." End quote. Proverbs 18, verses 13 and 15. Quote, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty." End quote. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Quote, "The naive believes everything, but the sensible man considers his steps." End quote. Proverbs 14, verse 15. Quote, "A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out." End quote. Proverbs 20, verse 5. To summarize, using words from these scriptures, a man is foolish, hasty, naive, and should be ashamed if he assumes he knows what's wrong before listening. Instead, he is prudent, wise, and sensible to draw the information out and carefully consider how to move forward. How does a counselor do this? He or she must ask open-ended questions that thoughtfully draw out revealing responses. These questions should be pointed, yet gracious, and stay relevant in order to produce facts. The counselor must take detailed factual notes, listen carefully to what's being said, to be able to plan to address the major spiritual problems. The counselor must be careful not to jump to conclusions, Proverbs 18:13, but should be using all of this information to make some hunches, write quotations, consider if other people mentioned need to be included, and how to solve some initial problems, or at least take initial steps towards it. It is helpful to have a sidebar when taking notes, so that topics and Bible verses that bring back up can be drawn in at the appropriate times without fear of forgetting or immediate need of interruption. While a first session is primarily asking questions, the counselor must be careful to establish control. He or she must know when to cut off or redirect a counselee's thoughts, questions, or statements. If the counselee does not already know, he or she must be informed that counseling will be centered on Christ and His Word, for He alone is our hope and joy as professing believers. With that said, it is very important to determine if the counselee is truly saved. While he or she may profess to be saved, knowing the evidence of fruit in their lives, or lack thereof, can help the counselor determine if the counselee needs evangelism, as an unbeliever, or sanctification and discipleship, as a believer. All of the methods, strategies, concerns, and questions the counselor will develop must be bathed in prayer to avoid hasty conclusions or assumptions. Saved or not, the counselee needs homework, Bible reading, and prayer assignments to be part of their daily routines immediately. In addition to offering the hope that is in Christ Himself, this must be done at the end of the first session. The work that they will be given to do will help them understand that it is not just 1 hour a week with the counselor where help is found. The Lord is always available, and the counselee must be directed to seek Him every day, multiple times a day. This is one of the main purposes of homework. The first homework assignment a counselor may want to consider giving is one where the counselee must examine him or herself to see if they are truly in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. This would help the counselee determine his or her standing before God, consider repentance, forgiveness, and help the counselor determine the next steps. Before concluding, the counselor must exhort the counselee to return and commit to the homework. He must display, at least, a tentative plan and confidence to the counselee. The counselee must know that the confidence is in the Lord, and that being in His Word gives the, quote, hopeless, end quote, one who has tried everything, so much more to try and look forward to.